Chris Ketanet has got in touch on Twitter, and she's put forward two questions. One, I think, probably is coming Dave's way, but this one, first of all, for me, says, why does cutting our hair make it stronger? Actually, this is a myth. There is no evidence that cutting hair, shaving, doing anything like that actually makes hair grow more or adjust its strength or its length. Hair goes through three phases in its lifetime, a hair follicle. It has an anagen phase when it actually grows and makes hair, and depending upon what sort of hair on where on the body surface you're looking, that phase lasts different lengths of time. On the head, for example, it lasts for several years, whereas on the face it might last for weeks, and an eyelash, for example, only grows for about 3 weeks before it goes into the next phase, which is called the catagen phase, when the hair falls out, and that's when the hair follicle sort of stops for a while. Obviously, you can imagine if your eyelashes grew for 3 weeks, that would be fairly disadvantageous. For 3 years, it'd be disadvantageous because you'd be looking out through under these curtains, wouldn't you? So it's a good job that doesn't happen. But then the third phase is something called the telogen phase, when the follicle rests before it restarts itself again. And the only thing to think about is people often say, well, when a person dies, their hair carries on growing after they die, for example. Or when you cut the hair, it comes back far bushier. And both of those things are down to, in the case of someone dying, it's because the skin dries and shrinks a bit around the hair coming out through the skin surface, and this makes the hair look artificially a lot longer. And secondly, when you cut hair, instead of it having this tapered thin end, it's got a very abrupt cut off sharp end, so the hair looks thicker when it comes back, so it's a sort of illusion. It's not really any fatter.